This is Roy Masters. My wife keeps saying to me, you sound like Ronald Trump. Do I sound like him? It's interesting. I know he's a free-speaking person. There aren't not many like him. Not that I said you should support him. But I like the idea of being free-spirited and not worrying about outcomes and taking up what I know is right and not letting it go till I squeeze the life out of it. And that's what I want to do on this program. I'm really a simple person. I'm not angry, not looking for trouble. Trouble looks for me, and I've never lost a fight I didn't start. And that's the way it should be. There's a righteous force. I'd just sooner knock you in the nose and pick you up and say, sorry, I have to do that, but you just pushed it too far. And there's got to come a time in this country where you stop appeasing. And that basically is a very, very powerful subject, appeasement, and enabling other people with your energies. So I want to talk to you today about not just about how you survive the subtle psychological warfare that's eating you away, destroying your minds and destroying the lives of young people and causing, you know, divorces so that you're demoralizing the whole country when children don't have parents. There's six and a half million children every year that don't have any parents. And I know, I just listen to on the TV, basically. My God. But my son says 900,000 children disappear every year in America. I'm telling you that. I'm not sure if that's true, but the statistics of my son, who's very, very much involved with politics in a very, very, very special way, which I won't talk about. But he says, well, what I've been saying, things are going to get really so bad that most of America will die. And I will tell you why. And it will begin in about 6 weeks. I have inside information. And I'm not going to tell you how I get it. But you listen to me and you'll see that everything I've ever said since 1960 when I was on the radio, it's all come true. And what I'm about to read is very early on. I'm going to do a little bit of reading. And you can tell the difference when my voice changes, when I'm not real. I'm real when I don't know what the hell I'm going to say next. And my mouth surprises me. But it's a lesson to my ears. Yes, my mouth teaches my ears. I don't know what I'm going to say until I say it. I don't know what I'm going to do till intuitively I do it. I don't have an anxiety about what'll I do, what if I said this and he said that. If he's going to say that, you know what I'm talking about. You decide what you're going to say when you get there. And you got it all ready, and it isn't the same thing. It isn't what you thought it was, and you're all flat-footed. And you don't want to be flat-footed in the things to come. I'm going to tell you some very, very important things that could save America, but only if I can get enough people to support me. But it's pathetic now, because you are so freaking corrupted. Generally speaking, not all of you. There are good people out there, and the good people out there like me. Those wicked ones actually hate what I just said. They can see where I'm coming from. See it. Feel it. It penetrates. Not because I'm raising my voice. I just do need a certain tone, a variety of tones to speak, because it's the way you speak, the emphasis or de-emphasis on anything that makes a part of what is being said and can get through to people. And one of those forces I'm speaking about, which is the only one I know about, is him and me speaking to thee. I'm Roy Masters. I'm going to help you save your life and save your country. You know that. You can do that.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Now, I'm going to start off in a very strange way. I will, if you wish, change the subject any moment. If I can save the life of a person who has cancer or drug addiction or anything like that, I'll give you the phone number. But meanwhile, I want to speak about politics, not who you should vote for, not that. Jesus was born, and the day he came into the world, he was a politician. He wasn't a politician like everybody else. He's an anti-politician, and I am an anti-politician. And that's what a real person who loves their country. But you don't get that. And I'm going to come up to something in just a few minutes. I have an article I just want to read a little bit. It's only 3 pages. Twisted Loyalties. I wrote this maybe 30, 40 years ago. Americans who side with tyrants. And then I'm going to explain it to you. Why we have so much conflict. Why. I won't mention names of candidates because of IRS rules for me to not speak about these things. But I can tell you the winner, whoever that winner is on the left, is going to receive the same as the winner on the right. Because the winner on the left is a different kind of communist. It's a different kind of communist. So if he's winning, I'm not saying he is, but if he is winning, they're going to make sure he doesn't win. Whoever is trying to manipulate us. But I want you to know, and it should be obvious by now, that the left and the right are owned by one entity, by a group of people with a lot of money or influence by the other countries who set this up. And what set this up? To own both, left and right, Republicans and Democrats, they're both owned. And so the system behind the scenes don't like what's happening. On the left, it's the same as the right. They're not going to give whoever wins. They're going to give whom they want to win to make our country more demoralized. As it already is, to prepare us to finish us off. And the same thing is happening on the right. You can see it. It isn't winner take all. There's a terrible game being played. Now, let me tell you something before. I think I'm going to go ahead of time. I'm not going to read you this article, which is a lead up to what I was going to say. I'm just going to say it, if you don't mind. Now, I'm an Englishman. Yes, I was born in England. I served in Second World War as a buck private. And I didn't see much, much problems, if you know what I mean. Well, they were going to send me to Burma, but, flat feet didn't let me go, so I got off a little bit easier than anybody else. Otherwise, I wouldn't be alive to speak to you today. So it was just meant, I suppose. But I don't care about politics. Politics is insane everywhere. There's only 1% of the whole human race that's ever lived in freedom. What the hell's going on? And now you've got mainstream media. Brainwashed mainstream media. Brainwashed, and I'll go into that if you want to. Because all of our university and schools, the music have been captured and made into stinking rubbish, which has displaced beautiful music and the appreciation of everything that's good, and demoralized us. And then you've got no-fault divorce, because those are the various things that needed to happen before the great and awful day of the Lord. Okay? So let me talk to you about something you may not have thought of before. I want black Americans to listen to this. My black brothers, my other mothers, please listen to me. Before you get killed, before you get murdered, before you do murdering, I know how you're corralled. I know you what you are. You are living in a different plantation. The plantation is money. You're a slave of money, and you're spoiled rotten, in a manner of speaking, by those who have been appointed by various means, nefariously, of course, like Obama, nefariously. And I won't go into why it was so and how he got there from just being a person who is a nobody, just with a degree. How did he get there? How do we tolerate him all these years? Mostly because he was black. And so therefore, on the other side, they'd be afraid that if they impeached him, there'd be civil war, and there would have been. So you had to leave him in place. But there's going to be a civil war anyway. This is going to be a civil war like you have never seen before, ever, on this earth. And it's because there's one group of people who understand psychological warfare more than Hitler, more than Saddam Hussein. These people will wait 70 years to accomplish what is now about to happen, to self-destruct. It so happens you're beginning to see that somebody or a system of people, another country, Russia, only they have the intelligence, the brilliance to understand psychological warfare. I'm not going to go into how it all happened. Pavlov with his dogs and all the rest of it. It came from there. We won't go into, they have a scientific discussion of what causes mental illness in kids. They saw it and they began to study it and see it transfer to the generations. So they made sure that's how they learned to work together to make the parents, demoralize the parents to keep that going. But the point is, let's get to America. America used to be a noble place where men, and not women so much, women shouldn't be in the front line, to hell with all the rest of it, who says that? And there's reasons for women not to be that way. There is a reason why the left, even though he's a communist, absolutely, can you believe the person? I'm not saying you shouldn't vote for him, I just want to make a point. That he's winning. He is open communist. He doesn't hide it. But he is not the kind of communist that Putin wants. is not the same. They'll hold it in check. So they don't want him. They want, the forces want Hindley there. And whether that you like that or not, that is what is going on. In other words, what is going to happen to the Republican side is exactly the same as going on in the left, the Democratic side. So you've got two civil wars, two civil wars going on at the same time, and people being pissed off with both of those, and not being represented, so on and so forth. You've got two of those. So you're going to have two civil wars, then the scum on the left. Doesn't mean to say the scum is on the right. The scum is on the right. It's not the same. They're not the same Republicans under Lincoln. They're not the same. And I'm going to get to that in a minute. They're not the same. They're seeking power. On the left, they're seeking power. But they're both being controlled by the same force. They want something they want, and it's neither Clinton or whoever it is on the other one. They don't care. They don't want on those two. Those two won't do as they're told. That's what's been going on. That's why things are going down. But you're going to have. But what they're going to do, and they don't care. They're programmed. The left is programmed. The right is programmed. They're brought up that way. The media is programmed. They're brought up in schools and colleges to think of they're American when they're just born here, but they're actually communists in their thinking. So they're thinking, because they're born here, they think they're Americans, and they want to push those ideas that are communist on other people, thinking that's American. It's a program. Understand, I deal with programs. And I was telling you, most of you are programmed. That's why you have anxieties and fears, and you do not know how to stand up, and how you become a bully, and how you become a coward, and how we do unto others what was done unto us. And so we are in a big mess. We're all on drugs and alcohol and something. Perverse. You've got to pervert a country if you're going to capture it. Do you understand that? You cannot conquer a noble country. I want to read something to you. Just 1 minute. 1 second. Okay. Here it is. Someone gave it to me. Thank you. Samuel Adams. A general disillusion of principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy. While the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. But once they lose their virtue, then they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. Samuel Adams. You are a miserable lot. All of you, with alcohol, drugs, divorce, anything, gambling, being frustrated, dying from this and dying from that, and divorcing this and easy divorcing that. Embracing stuff like, you know, I can't find the word all of a sudden. You'll forget me. Because I'm not a young man anymore. But I want to tell you something. I want to just tell you this. I want you to go back in history. Listen, I have not studied this. It is common sense. When Lincoln was in office, not that he was a great president, because he could have stopped the Civil War by offering to share the gin mill with the South and in exchange for freeing the slaves. See? And so 500,000 men had to kill each other to save the black Americans from being slaves. Now, don't you think that even though the approach to it was terribly disastrous. And when Lincoln could have offered that, say, listen, here's the gin mill, and you seem to, do you improve it more, and we'll try to move it, we'll compete with each other, it'd be fine. But we want the slaves to be. Who says they wanted the slaves? It's the South. And what is the name of the South? They're called Democrats. So now, I'm asking you, did at that time of Lincoln, were there two parties? Yes or no? No, there wasn't, was there? Where did the Democratic Party come from? It came from the war. And what kind of people were demolished? What was the South? How did the South pay for this? Their women became prostitutes in order to make a living because there was hardly any men left. And bloody well serves them right for wanting to keep slaves. But do you think the mentality of a Democrat is different? It's not different. It still wants to make slaves. And what do you think welfare is, you schmucks? What do you think welfare is? It's the same people, the same mentality who want to make slaves. And how do you do that? How does a mother enslave a child? By appeasing the child, appeasing them, so they're no longer free from the approval of somebody. And so, where do you find black Americans? I mean, there are certain civilized black Americans are beautiful, forgive me. But 90% of them vote for who? They vote for Democrats. Right? They vote for them. And where do you find the Democrat? In the inner cities. Why would they travel to the inner city? Why does black America be attracted to the Democrats who used to in the olden days, not too far away, and not too far from the South in my time, where they were hanging them and burning them and degrading them with Ku Klux Klan, all that kind of crap. And so they're not too far from being a slave and being bullied into submission, correct? And what happens when you get pulled, when you have some kind of submission problem and can't stand up for yourself and love and begin to feel guilt and a need for the approval of your bully to keep the peace, just like black Americans in the South, as long as they kept the peace with the plantation owners, they got rewarded. And those who were rebellious and wanted to be free, they beat up and killed. Now, let's put it this way. So was there two parties? See, there shouldn't have been any parties. The North, the northern part of America, opted to save the slaves. And that's the Republican, I understand. Not the bastards that are now playing with your heads and afraid that some real people might run the country. So finally, they lose power. And the voice of the people begin to arise. But what on the left-hand side, the same thing is happening because it's a different kind. Well, he even wants to make sure you have your Second Amendment rights. I'm just making a point, not telling you who to elect. I'm just making the point. He's not the image that the people who own both parties want. The both parties are not wanted as they are. It's really quite amazing. both parties are owned by somebody or something. And it is all the earmarks of Russia over the years. There's nothing like the psychological warfare. And I'm just going to read something to you in a few minutes. But what I want to complete the idea first is we don't really have two parties. There's only one party. It's called Republicans. And they need to be the same kind of Republicans that freed the slaves. They shouldn't be allowing, in the inner cities, they should not allow, Democrats should not allow, because they've been defeated. They should not allow to make black Americans slaves. And slaves of what? Slaves of money. And all you are worth, my dear brother from a different mother, all you are worth in your inner city is that you are in a different kind of plantation. You do as you're told and you get some food. All you're worth is a vote. You stupid person. And how are you protected? What keeps you there? Gangs. Right? Everybody knows gangs have money. But if you're caught with a gun in your pocket, you're into the pokey. They are there. They've got them all the time. They should be rounded up. But what are they used for? To keep them, keep the women from to produce more children without husbands, to give them lousy education so they don't know what they're coming and going, and to the point where they're so exhausted and a feeling of meaningless that they become, I can't make a living. They have to be dope pushers or killers. And they even get sick of having money given to them. They want to find a way to get money to themselves, but they can't do it because they haven't got any skills. So they now, it's what's mine is mine, is yours is mine. So therefore, they become criminals. So what has happening is Democrats encourage criminal. They encourage it. And then you have brothers and sisters, as long as they give in, they reward. They're rewarded for giving in, and you having common sense and you have an awareness that God gave you, you're what, odd man out. And you can't do anything right. Your sisters and brothers turn on you. And you're the pure one. You're the one. Call me if I'm not right, if I'm wrong. Call me. In other words, the Democratic Party should not be there. It's the enemy of the country. The damnation of this is the other side is the enemy of the country already. They're both now. They're not the kind of people who freed the slaves and lost half God knows how many, 200,000-300,000 men died for you to be free like everybody else, and you're not. And all you got is gangs and drugs, and it's all because of them. It only needs to have one party, the Republican Party of noble souls. So what you need to do is get rid of both of them. Otherwise, if you join up, was two parties to put the left and make them a party is like bringing Ku Klux Klan in a very more timid and more sophisticated form. You need to get rid of both of them. Both. Then both no damn good. You're going to be finished. You're going to be fighting each other. This is what's going to happen next. The left, I understand the mentality as driven by Putin, because he'd been in charge of this and his predecessors for many, many years, because it takes about 60 years to do what America has been done to today, which makes you all very suggestible and weak, drunk, alcoholic, no, homosexual, no-fault divorce, destroy everything, destroying all the virtues, and you're not worth a damn thing. You don't know how to fight this, but I do. Now, you want it physically? Come over here. You fight this 88-year-old man. You'll see what happens. One look will make you strike you dead, so to speak. I know. That's what it normally happens. Not that it always works. You see, it may not always work one day. That will teach me a lesson. But that may be my time to go, because I ain't going to stop speaking up, see? And I want you to be like, somehow that quality is Christian. I'm Jewish. I didn't have to change my religion. But I don't want to belong to the churches. I'm not going to have everybody, talk to me every day, every Sunday. Like I'm some idiot, I can read the Bible for myself, thank you. I don't need your opinion. I don't want to join your club. I don't want you to join my club either. I catch and release. I want to give you back to yourself. And I'm going to show you how this is done. My name is Roy Masters. I want you to think of this and give me a call. And meanwhile, I will show you how to overcome 95% of every illness. You see, the pharmaceuticals can't approach me. I've already got the benefit from Canada. I was invited up there, and they're using my work to lessen the amount of medicine a person needs, and within 2 or 3 weeks he doesn't need any medicine. Mentally, emotionally, and physically is normal. And that's what I'm going to be doing for you today, to my beginning today, because I have a few more things to say in this room. 800-866-8883. Please support my program, because we've only got 6 weeks to civil war beginning.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I'm going to ask you to tell your friends, your neighbor next door, what I just said. Those two, there's only one party, and the one that I'm referring to as the Republican Party, excuse me, is not like the Abraham Lincoln Republic. They're scumbags. And they're intellectual idiots. All knowledge. No common sense. No freedom. And you don't hear them free. You just repeat intellectually, cleverly. There's only a few of them. And one in special, I'm not going to say. It speaks like me, because I haven't written this down. I just seen it the other day. I said, wow, that's it. The American people are one people. You don't belong to anybody. You don't belong to any group. You don't belong to a church. You don't belong to anything. If you belong to anything, you can't be belong to God. Do you understand that? If you belong to me, you put me on a pedestal. Oh, Mr. Roy Masters, your talk was so nice this morning. Thank you, Mrs. Brundlebury. Thank you. And that's what they get. I want you to put your churches aside. I want you to put your religion aside. I want you to become an American. Americans is all one people. They have the same common sense. Get that common sense back. But you don't, because you're programmed. You're divided. Perversion. Let me talk to you a little bit about the process. Listen to me yesterday. Here is some key points. I'm going to take the first one that should be last first. And this is what the communists are aiming at for 60 to 70 years. And when I came on the radio, I was saying things that scared the jeebus. The GBs, I couldn't say it right. they scared the left wing party, the left wing media, already programmed to think they're American. They're communists, but think they're American. That they support everything wrong. But first of all, this is. Should be last, but it comes first. Capture one or both of the political parties of the United States. That is the end. That's the end one. But let's with the beginning one. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal and natural and healthy. They did that, you stupid asses. I didn't, and I can say that. You want to point a finger at it, I'll bend it. Okay. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, promiscuity as normal and natural and healthy. Glorify that. That is the downfall of your country right there, if you buy that. Get control of the schools. Oh, that's not too difficult, but they did, and you saw it happen, and you didn't do a bloody thing. Use them as transmission belts. Socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of the teachers' association and put the party line in textbooks. This is 1963. Do you understand me? Okay. This is what I talked about then and had to stop because you didn't see it. But now you do or don't want to see it. I'll get you for that. You listen to this program, I'll get you for that. I'll split your mind right in two. I know how to do this, and all I have to do is tell the truth, see? So homosexuals don't like this, do you? So you're going to hate me, aren't you? Yes. Good. I've got you. Now, let's go to the next one. Use the riots to foment public protests against the programs or organizations which are under communist attack. That's why I said be careful, because what's his name? Soros. Soros is in Jewish Hebrew is sorrow, sadness. Soros is a self-loathing Jew, very wealthy, a hater of good, a Democrat, a Democrat. All right. No, the callers, I got to finish this first. Ask the caller to wait. Use the riots. I'll tell you how the riots are going to work. Soros is going to pay for this. And you want to see riots? He's already paying for those riots. They get $10 and a sandwich. That's all you're good for. They're going to let them vent. Let them vent the hate towards the good. Decent. So listen, the right will be this way. On the left, it will be the same as on the right. They don't like the candidate. What they will do is dress some of them up, the ones that are loyal to wickedness, dress them up as Republicans, like cowboys, and then attack their own people, own left, attack them and kill, and create a big... But the Republicans will get the blame when they didn't do it. Oh, no. You've got to be careful now. Got to be very careful, because these bastards that run this country to the ground, you can see that the Democrats, the Republicans, just swallowed everything and made you now slaves of the future, and your children slaves of the future, because you owe so much. Every man, woman, and child owes about $60,000. God knows how long. Every man and children, counting everybody, to pay the debt back. So if we don't have enough money, we can't print it. We can, but printing is not a good idea. And see, the military is whittled down. The danger of military is this, that they're not allowed to carry weapons in their barracks. Can you imagine all of a sudden 50 men suddenly break through the barracks, there's only a couple of guards there, and take a machine gun and kill every one of them there? Do you understand for the reason for that, not being able to have guns or weapons or bullets? You trust them with the guns, we're going to war, but not trust them. They're below the trust of the average man, the average person who can carry a gun. You saw that psychiatrists kill about 14, 15 of our soldiers because they didn't have a gun to fight back. That's what's going to happen to them. They're going to die like flies. It's all rules. Yes, all rules. Where do these rules come from? Obama. What's Obama doing having 25 million body bags? What's he doing with buying trillions of rounds of 10mm bullets, which are pistols, from door to door? Didn't I say many years ago that eventually the prison doors will be open and the most degenerate of all the degenerate will be left out? He just did that, about 20,000, I think it was. You just find out how much it was yourself, because I wasn't exactly. But they're going to be boots on the ground and boots in your house. I say to you, there's not only going to be a war on one side and a war on the other side, and blame for the other one, but then you got ISIS that's already here. They've been imported. Can't you see the reason why the wall was up? Is because it's porous, and all the communist people come in and disappear. And then you got 15 czars. Well, they do nothing. They're forming an army, about a million. They're demoralizing the police. I say to you, you are going to die by the millions. There's all these other things that happen. Northern Korea will see our weakness, and comes nuclear bombs, or bombs that explode and destroy your electricity, to make it simple. So it reduces you to the 18th century, so many people will start to die because everything stops. Everything's run on electricity now. Got cars, trucks, everything. Nothing. Everything becomes scarce. People are going to be, not know what to do. I warn you, America's weak, and it will see us fighting each other and close in as well, so you can have another war from the outside. You will not survive this. 90% of you will die. And you can stop it just by saying, we don't need two parties. We are the party. We are the people. We will want the person we want ourselves. Drop the party. Hell with the party. The party is not the one that was called Republican, who died for the sake of freedom of the slaves. But what do black people do in unnaturally? They are drawn towards the bully. Now, do you understand when I say when you are upset about something, when you're annoyed and aggravated, you have a bully, you tend to want to give in for peace, and there is no peace. The more you give of yourself, the more powerful that person becomes. And the way you can stop this, all of you listening to me, because I'm talking common sense to black and white and green and pink, all Americans, you stop giving them everything. Everything must stop. Everything must stop. Forget your job. Everything stops. Engines, trains, everything. And give him nothing. Give that man in the White House nothing. Just do nothing. He will shrink and shrivel. He won't know what to do. You win your country back. Get him off the bandwagon. Get him off that. You got to dispose of him in a proper way. He's effeminate nothing. Don't you see it, my dear friends? All right. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I need your support now. Please, whatever you can, let me have my voice. And there are people who won't like it. But you know what? I'll tell you something very simple. I'm an expert at hypnosis. I will use it on the wicked ones. How do I use it? It's a spiritual way. I am ready for anything, ready for anything, to be a target for everything. I will not move. I will not flinch. I will give the rest of my life to you. See, I understand the dangers of that, family and everything else. But I am going to be highlighted so you know what's going to happen, and you're not going to let it happen. If you do, pox on you, on your country and yourself. You're finished. You don't have a chance. All the media, all they give you is nothing. They give you all kinds of things, but you never give you what the truth is. You didn't see the betrayal of Israel, did you, with Obama? He put them in a fix. He emboldened the one, Iran, which is the most dangerous, murderous people. Well, not necessarily the people, but the government itself. They're Persians. They're not Arabs. They're different. They're well-educated, intelligent, but they're also under the control of the government. And they rose up one time, and we never helped them. We had the opportunity to help overthrow that. And so they're living under tyranny. But the point is, they've made, with that money given back to them, they have $150 million, billion dollars, they made in kosher. And so, therefore, people will start doing business with them. But the Israelis cannot attack them because they're not, according to, I can't find the words, you see. But they've been cleaned up, so to speak. They're being made clean. And so if Israel attacks them, they've only got one chance. Our soldiers will have to be fighting if Obama's in power. They will have to fight in Israel. Can you believe that?
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, let me finish the list. Infiltrate the press. Get control of book reviews and assignments. Editorial writing, policy making positions. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. They blew us up. Osiris blew us up. It's a story of Talk Radio Network. And so it was 800 stations. It was bigger than who was it? I can't remember now. But it was the second biggest network in the country. And then somehow Soros, or whoever it was, bought out the rep firm. And then they didn't give what was owing to us. We couldn't pay our staff. They lost 100. We lost 120 jobs here. It's going to come back. Don't worry. We don't sit still and twiddle our thumbs. Let's continue. Get controls of key positions in radio. You can't find radio much anymore. It used to be more important. It's gone. Disappeared. And motion pictures, TV and motion pictures, dirt, filth, you know, that kind of stuff. You don't think it's dirt and filth, do you? 30 million people just love pornography, you stupid bastards. All right. What kind of human being are you, copulating in an alley? You're not human. What does it say about the women? How demoralized they can be, and how demoralizing they can also be. Use technical direction, decisions of the courts to weaken the basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. Develop the illusion that total disarmament of the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. Yes. And you stupid people allow it. It's just almost like you don't have it. You're so busy with your problems, your drugs, your alcohol, your broken lives. No fault divorce. That's what it's put there for. To free you from honor and integrity. And turn you into pigs and degenerates, which you may not think you're a pig and a degenerate, but having sex with somebody else's wife is 300 million, is 300, 3 million, and it's more than 3 million, it's 30 million. That's statistics, roughly. What kind of people are you? As long as you lose, as you said, you lose your virtue, you lose yourself, you lose your country. You can't think clearly. All you want is to preserve the perverse that you've created for yourself. Don't you understand? The only thing you can do is to give in, give in, give in, give in, hoping to and calling it love. And then you could be rewarded for giving in and frustrate your anger, allow your anger towards giving in and not getting anything, giving in and becoming a slave. You just want to become a servant yourself. You want to do the same thing to other people. Do unto others what was done unto you. All they have to do is find a way of intimidating you. It doesn't take much. All the president has to do. Oh, there's 25,000 Christians murdered. They had their heads cut off. And he just goes out and plays a game of golf. That's a way of intimidating you. But you don't stand up. But you start to react to it. And you take your frustration out on your kids because you've become a coward. That's why the kids have problems. 900,000 disappear and 6.5 million don't have a home. What kind of place has this become? I can stop this. Just give me a place on the radio. Give me 1,000 stations. Where's the millionaire? Where's the billionaire? Why do I have to struggle? It's time for me. I know how to mesmerize the wicked and release the good. I know how to do it. And you listen to my radio program and you know I'm aiming at the good people, but bad people fall apart. They make it, see, if you leave it alone, the bad people will destroy all the good ones. And pretty soon the good ones become the bad ones because they become what they hate. And pretty soon they do to others what was done to them. You're finished. It's hypnotic. But I can hypnotize the hypnotist. They're not really called hypnotists, they're called politicians. Bullies. Murderers and cowards. But even the murderers are not murderers because the real culprits, they're the victims of the victims. The real murderers are outside. You never catch them. Okay. I'm almost finished now. This is everything I need to say for the time being. Will you support my program? And go to Antidote for All. Do you remember that name? Antidote for All. Antidote. Antidote's got an I in it. Antidoteforall.com. And 7 minutes, I will change your attitude from being a subject to the world to be subject who created the world. And when you are like this, you will stand up for yourself and feel free because you have the freedom to be free. But you are afraid of people's opinions. Pox on you. But it's not your fault. Because your parents did it to you. And their parents did it to them all the way back to paradise long lost through one man's sin. Only one. He did the sinning. He knew what he was doing. And when you come into the world, you didn't sin. You've got to listen to these words carefully. You're born into sin. But you're born into culture. There's no such thing as a culture on this earth. America is the closest it's ever been. It's ever been in history, except in Rome for a while. We've modeled ourselves a little bit on them. A lot on them, actually. And so, you've got to wake up. Drop your alcohol. I will show you, drop your craving sex. Watch all your perversions and your sicknesses disappear. In your present state, you are blind and you don't even know you're blind. And you're treated and you're only going to get worse from the treatment. It may be a little relief, but you live longer, wronger, and that's the end of it. Okay. You got a pencil, pen? Post Office Box, Foundation of Human Understanding. Post Office Box. What? Post Office Box, 1000. Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Okay. The phone number of the office. We've only got 2 people in the office. So, you know, business is not that great. It should be, but it isn't. Because many of you are too afraid to listen to me because it's painful. You're too busy pushing your angers down and drinking and drugging yourself and taking it out on other people as if they had the problem. My website is fhu.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. And remember, a 7-minute meditation is